Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news in full at 5 o'clock. In this bulletin, Minister Norma Foley has confirmed that she is working with Finance Minister Pascal O'Donoghue to see paused school works work out very soon. The solicitor leading a case on defective blocks through the commercial court says he anticipates a first hearing next year and the cases should be concluded within 24 months. The people in Bridge End area are being invited to view the preferred option for the Bridge End bypass. And the chair of the International Fund for Ireland has said a visit to Donegal by US President Joe Biden cannot be ruled out. These in full, plus more. Oisin Kelly will be live at sport with 5:15, and we'll have the latest in and nooked with Colm Ferriter. First in news, the Parents Association of Gaelscoil na Cathair Maistre organised a gathering to coincide with the Education Minister, St. Norma Foley, at St. Mary's National School, Stranorlar. The minister met with those protesting outside school gates. Speaking to Donal Kavanagh earlier, a parent of the school, Derek McCallig, said he expected to see a digger on site every Monday morning as works were due to start in the first quarter of this year.
We were told before Christmas that the school would start in Q1 of 2023, and that's after a long delay of over 7 years. I mean, I live close to the school, I can see the school from my house, and I fully expect that every Monday morning a digger to turn up, and this was our start point. But unfortunately, it hasn't come to that. I mean, we would rather not be here today. It's a day for St Mary's, but it's come to the point where we have to be here. It's like, we need to do this for our children, and I have to commend the parents. Like, some parents here, their children will be finished in the school by the time the school even is started, probably, and never mind completed, but we're doing it for children in the school currently and those that are coming behind in years to come.
Meanwhile, Minister Norma Foley has said that she is working with Finance Minister Pascal O'Donoghue to see the works through very soon.
So in relation to the money, as I say, we have the programme. We are currently in discussion with Minister Donoghue. It's been a very positive engagement. Notwithstanding the challenges that he has himself to satisfy a whole variety of different departments, and I am confident that we will be in a position to advance those projects in a very, very short space of time. And again, just to confirm, there's only one project here in Donegal on that list of 58. All of the other projects are continuing as they should.
So in terms of Moville, then Moville isn't being restricted by these discussions with
Deeper? No, all of any school that was impacted specifically in the group of 58 were notified by the department, and that was clarified again this morning. So, and I want to say very clearly, I appreciated the opportunity to meet with a number of principals this morning, to visit a number of schools, and I think in the round, when you look at it, you can see such positive, such proactive development in terms of education here in Donegal. You can see a considerable commitment. You know, my cabinet colleague here, Charlie McConnellogue, is consistently making me conscious and aware of all that's required here in Donegal. We've delivered very, very well for Donegal in the past 2 years. I think over €70 million of an investment is a significant one, and I can assure you that there is more to come.
The solicitor leading a case on defective blocks through the commercial court says he anticipates a first hearing next year and the case should be concluded within 24 months. David Coleman of Coleman Legal says this is a very quick period for such a hearing. He told Greg Hughes on the 9 to Noon show that in the absence of a class action structure, they have secured a deal which protects all householders involved in and joining the case.
We've had a legal first in the case already, and that is that all the participants in the case each have their own writ because we don't have a class action structure in Ireland. So what we've agreed with the state and all the defendants is that they do not have to put in an appearance to each case, and we are serving each case electronically. What that means is that there's absolutely no risk to any participant in the case now, should the case not be successful. So it's free for all of the homeowners and property owners in Donegal to join this case to advocate for the vindication of their own rights. From our own legal point of view, we're very, very pleased with it. We believe that it's unique, and it is unique, and we're quite satisfied that we've done a good job to protect members of the case and those that continue to join it.
DNA tests have confirmed the couple arrested on suspicion of murder in the Kerry babies' cases are baby John's parents. It comes almost 40 years after he was found stabbed to death on a beach in Kerry. Sean O'Regan reports.
Baby John was stabbed 28 times and was found on White Strand Beach in Carrisaveen in 1984. His parents were never identified. But DNA tests have now confirmed the couple arrested on suspicion of murder last week are his parents. The pair, a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s, were arrested by Gardaí last Thursday, but were later released without charge. Their solicitor says they completely maintain their innocence. Aidan O'Connor, chief reporter with Kerry's Eye, says the DNA samples provided categorically confirm an almost 40-year mystery.
And it now, beyond doubt, is confirmed that that couple, that man and that woman are in fact the baby's parents.
Aidan says the couple's solicitor agrees DNA samples prove parentage, but nothing else.
He's saying even if they were, parentage in itself does not constitute enough grounds to arrest somebody on suspicion of murder. That's a leap too far, according to Padraig O'Connell.
Following the couple's release last week, a file is being prepared for the Director of Public Prosecutions.
People in the Bridge End area are being invited to view the preferred option for the Bridge End bypass. Following a number of public consultations, Transport Infrastructure Ireland and Donegal County Council are hosting a public display of emerging preferred option for the N13 Bridge End to the County Boundary Route Improvement Project. The event will take place on Wednesday at Ungreden Hotel, Burt, between 12 p.m. and 8 p.m. Cathaoirleach of the Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Paul Canning, says it will be a vital piece of infrastructure once the project is completed.
We have a situation where that is the main and the busiest link that takes us from Donegal into Derry. So we need to improve the actual infrastructure there. There's a Bridge End itself hasn't got any safe crossing, so to speak. So it would help the people of Bridge End as well as the general people that are heading to Derry. So it would be very important to the people of Bridge End to have their say at this point in time and get that route. And we are going through a lot of assessments as we speak, you know, in relation to the environment, etc. So all that is ongoing. So this is moving along. This project will happen. It's just a process that we have to go through.
The chair of the International Fund for Ireland has said a visit to Donegal by US President Joe Biden cannot be ruled out. Visits to Mayo and Louth, where the president has family connections, are being predicted, along with engagements in Dublin and Belfast. However, on today's 9 to Noon show, Paddy Hart told Greg Hughes that until a final itinerary is announced, nothing can be ruled out. He noted the idea has support from one very important US figure.
You couldn't rule it out because they're exploring everything. And look, you have Brendan Boyd, whose dad comes from Glencolumbkill, congressman. He's extremely supportive of the fund. And if anyone can make it happen, Congressman Boyle will do that.
The number of homeless people in emergency accommodation has increased by almost 24% in a year, but the figure has fallen by 12 people in the space of a month. Our chief reporter, Barry White, has more.
According to the latest figures from the Department of Housing, 11,742 people, including 3,373 children, now find themselves homeless. It's an increase of almost 24% on the same month last year. The data for the week of February 20th to 26th show there were 8,369 adults in emergency accommodation, an increase of 23% on the figure for February last year. In Dublin, there are 8,588 people, including 2,576 children living in homelessness. Meanwhile, this month's figures, when compared to January, remain relatively unchanged.
A 33-year-old man was arrested in Northland Road area of Derry this morning by detectives from the Police Service Terrorism Investigation Unit. The arrest was made under Section 41 of the Terrorism Act 2000. The man has been taken to Musgrave Serious Crime Unit for questioning. The search and arrest is a part of an ongoing investigation into new IRA activity. It's reported that a number of items have been seized and will be subject to further examination. The hearing of a legal dispute between Enoch Burke and his former school has finished with a judgment due to be delivered at a later date. Apart from sending an email to the judge this morning, Enoch did not engage with proceedings again today and refused to purge his contempt. Frank Rooney has more.
Mr Justice Alex Owens has spent the past 4 days listening to the testimony of some of Enoch's former colleagues. They gave evidence of his behaviour after the school principal asked her staff to refer to a transitioning student by a new name. Enoch accused her of trying to deny him his religious beliefs. He was later dismissed for gross misconduct. Having been held in contempt of court on Tuesday, Enoch wasn't present to cross-examine any of the witnesses. He emailed the judge this morning, accusing him of denying him a fair trial, something strongly rejected by Mr Justice Owens. Enoch showed up outside the courthouse at one point but left soon afterwards. Lawyers for the school submitted that there was nothing wrong with the process that led to his dismissal, and a judgment will be delivered at a later date. Frank Graney at the High Court.
A Donegal deputy says the crisis in mental health services for children and young people in Ireland continues to deepen. Latest figures show 4,314 people across the country are waiting for a CAMHS appointment, up 88% from January 2020. Deputy Pearse Doherty called on Mental Health Minister Stephen Donnelly to properly resource the service.
The figures given by the HSE to a colleague of mine, Deputy David Colnan, have confirmed that there's a real crisis in mental health services for children and for young people, and that crisis continues to deepen. There's now 4,314 children and young people waiting for a CAMHS appointment. That's increased by 88% from January 2020. Over 600 of these are waiting over a year. The majority of these are actually in Kerry and in Cork, and those families took a difficult step to reach out for support. Instead of receiving the care that they need, they feel that their children are being denied the opportunity to reach their full potential. And every expert in youth mental health will tell you that early intervention is vital. Now, we've called in Sinn Féin for multi-annual funding for CAMHS to forward plan, to properly staff teams, and the appointment of a national clinical director for mental health. So when will your government adequately invest in mental health services for our children and young people so they receive the care they deserve and not the failure that they're getting?
When it comes to CAMHS, which is for the most acute situations, the issue isn't funding, the issue is recruitment. So we've got a lot of teams all over the country, a lot of posts have been signed, psychiatry posts, and all of the additional supports that the psychiatrist needs. You'll see in the National Service Plan that we've put a very strong emphasis and a very strong prioritisation on CAMHS and on other mental health, youth mental health services as well, not just on the most acute services.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
The National Lottery Good Causes Awards celebrate the amazing work done in communities all over Ireland. We're now inviting entries for the 2023 awards. So if you've received National Lottery funding in the last 5 years, tell us all about the wonderful work you do and don't be modest. There's €100,000 in prizes on the night and the food's not too shabby either. Closing date for entries is March 31st. You'll find out how to enter at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. Support responsibly.
And I love you so.
Hi folks, the country boy Tommy Rosny inviting you to join me this Friday night on the show between 10 and 1. I'll be talking to American singer-songwriter Barbara Fairchild about her brand new 14-track album titled And I Love You So and about her career to date. That's this Friday night on the show between 10 and 1 with myself, the country boy Tommy Rosny.
I remember you. Hi, this is Mae McFatridge here. Come and see me, the delightful Olivia Nash, in a happy medium at the Alley Theatre in Strabane on the 13th of April. Join me for a laugh as I enter the spirit world and reveal all. Tickets from the theatre box office or online.
It's back. McGinty Tractors open day Thursday, 6th of April from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the Clare Road, Donegal Town. Don't miss out on the largest selection of tractors and farm machinery on show exclusively at McGinty Tractors open day on Thursday, 6th of April from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. Visit McGintyTractors.com.
Go full Lidl for the perfect Easter dinner. Arbord Bia approved deluxe Irish stuffed carvery leg of lamb, $17.99 per kilo. And a bottle of our award-winning Saint-Emilion Grand Cru from Bordeaux was $14.99, now $7.99. Go on, go full Lidl this Easter. Get the facts, be drinkaware, visit drinkaware.ie.
Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
The Euro Millions jackpot is an estimated 30 million euro. Play responsibly, in-store, in-app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
We all love Irish Music Month and the artists that make it. We're taking part in Irish Music Month in partnership with Hot Press Magazine to promote the amazing work of Irish artists in every music genre. Across the country, we're putting Irish music first. We're playing more Irish music than ever before. And we're going to pay Irish artists €100,000 to play and perform for us on independent radio stations across the country. We're committed to promoting Irish music. Are you? This is Irish Music Month, supported by Hot Press, IBI and the BAI Sound and Vision Fund.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, with premium running footwear from top brands like Asics, New Balance, Brooks, Adidas and Under Armour. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Now it's 5:15. We're heading over to Oisin Kelly with the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with athletics. Donegal Sinead McConnell won silver at the World Masters Championships in Poland earlier today. The Fin Valley member completed the 10k walk in 56.08 to take second, and in doing so set a new Irish Masters record. Sinead also led Ireland to team bronze. McConnell is a triple medalist at the Worlds this week. She won bronze on Tuesday past in the 3k walk. She was delighted once again with her performance.
It feels amazing because I never thought, I've medalled quite a few times in the Europeans and Worlds now, but I've never got out of third place, and it feels damned amazing to be in second place. And I've never beaten the French girl. I felt really good from the word go. I was afraid to go out with them, but I kept my calm, kept it steady, and just gathered the pace. I kept ticking people off. I felt amazing.
Elsewhere at the World Masters, Catherine McDevitt was also in action today, but she just missed out on a place in the 200-metre final. International football. Republic of Ireland manager Vera Pauw says there are no concerns over Katie McCabe's fitness for the World Cup. Scans have come back clear, and she's not expected to be seen as a long-term injury doubt. Three players have been also included on the Ireland team for the friendlies against the USA next month. Ciara Grant and Roma McLaughlin are among the midfielders, with Amber Barrett in the forwards. The girls in green will face world champions in Austin on the 8th of April and again on the 11th in St. Louis. Derry City have the chance to pull level in points with SSE Air Trustee Premier Division leaders Bohemians tonight. Ruaidhrí Higgins Chargers are away to Shelburne. Shamrock Rovers remain winless ahead of their trip to Dundalk. UCD are the other team without a win. They go to St. Pat's, while Cork City welcome Drogheda United to Turner's Cross. Keith Long's first game in charge of Waterford will see Fin Harps visit the RSC this evening in the First Division. Harps, of course, looking to go unbeaten in five matches. Adrian Flanagan will have updates from that tie tonight, as from the 7:45 start. Galway will look to continue their 100% start to the season. They're away to Athlone. Cove Ramblers host Bray, and Wexford United play at Treaty United. In the north, the Irish Cup semi-finals take place this weekend. League leaders Larne are bidding to reach their second decider in 3 years. They will play last year's beaten finalist Ballymena this evening at Seaview. Crusaders and Dungannon will play tomorrow in the other semi-final. And the Donegal Junior League action for the weekend starts tonight. It's a big game as well in the Premier Division. Kildrum Tigers are taking on Kilmacrenan Celtic. That one is at the Letterkenny Community Centre. Starts at 7:30. A win for Kilmacrenan, and they would go 3 points ahead of Fannad with two games more played at the top of the top flight. Now to boxing. This weekend, Jason Quigley will look to take a 20th professional career one when the Donegal man fights on home soil as a pro boxer for the very first time on Saturday evening at the National Stadium. The Donegal Middleweights contest will be the headline fight in Dublin as part of an elite sheer promotion, with fellow Donegal man Brett McGinty also on the bill. Jason has had a late change of opponent, with Hungarian Gabor Gorbix coming in at late notice. He has 26 wins in a 65-fight career. Both Jason and Brett had the weigh-in this afternoon, and both are looking to put in a performance in front of a sell-out home crowd. It will be Jason's first time back in the ring since he fought for the WBO title in November 2021, and it's his first bout on Irish soil in 10 years as he returns to the stadium. So what can the people expect from Jason Quigley tomorrow night?
You know, I'm just looking forward to getting in there and expressing myself.
you know, getting into that ring where I've been many times before, as I've said, and expressing myself, being myself. This is about a great performance on Saturday night, you know, not looking down the line, not looking behind us. We're just looking now on Saturday night, getting in there, as I said, doing what I do best, putting on a show, putting on my true self, and looking forward to expressing myself on there.
Brent McGinty is also looking forward to expressing himself tomorrow night. He fights Patrick Fiala, looking to go 7 unbeaten. The St Johnstone man is ready for ring action again.
Aye, fight ready, good to go, Chris. Hard part done now, getting the weight done. So, seeing the opponent, ready to rock and roll. He looks ready to rock and roll, so looking forward to tomorrow night. Expect a good explosive performance. I've trained really hard, camp's been really good. Ricky said he believes it's my best camp yet. I know fighters always say that anyway, but I do genuinely believe that this one was. So hopefully I'll show that in my performance tomorrow night, and I have full intention of doing so.
That's Brett McGinty. Both Brett and Jason Quigley looking for wins tomorrow night at the National Stadium in Dublin. Now, our feature match on Sunday is on the hurling front as the Donegal Hurlers play Meath in the National League Division 2B final in Carrigan-Shannon. I'll be joined by Eugene Organ for full match commentary from the 2 o'clock start. After brilliant wins over Wicklow and Tyrone, Donegal will probably need their best performance of the year to overcome a highly fancied Meath side. Jack O'Loughlin says the group are already ahead of their targets for the season.
Two of our targets at the start of the year was maintain 2B status and go on and win the Nicky record. We've managed to tick the first box, maintain 2B status, and we've found ourselves in the National League final with an opportunity to go up to 2A. That's something that no Donegal hurling team has ever accomplished. So, you know, we're going well in terms of the goals we've set for ourselves.
And finally, we go to rugby. Ireland internationals Rob Herring, Tom O'Toole and Stuart McCluskey all return for Ulster as they take on rivals Leinster in the Heineken's Champions Cup tomorrow. Kieran Treadwell retains his place in the second row after the 32-23 win over the Bulls last time out. Meanwhile, James Ryan is set to captain Leinster for the first time this season. He's one of 14 Grand Slam winners to be named in the matchday squad by Leo Cullen. Ross Byrne starts at number 10 in place of Johnny Sexton. Sinéan Sport, Bimage, Arash, Sharice, Samara, Igadog Club. Donna Marie.
Gurma Ogadastrin, Ogus Inish, and Nuked, Lake Colin Ferreter.
Jimmer the Hash of Colin Ferreter and Shaw. Chonna Liu Lershu, a cha lion, a read in a shartin, a con policy, Gail Legihish, a elevon ara Igihish, Conor Nigeliga, a dagri and Lershu, a con tahi jarafa, sasul, folum a Gailiga, a elef, dagat, dalta, socorus, Igihish, fridge policy, a arbirch. Eliu Gogarhi Skostis Sanyolach Ubra Fuilai Erbon Lightre Lebuel a Higgin and Gaeliga Sochorus Agus Will Tahi Aku Erin Gaeliga Leshan Kospur Shana Winchama Togu Boilia Tobusche the Hursi Gael Scullyakta in Yashkart Kondigun and all Leshan Ogurch and Shart and Shai Hart Nah May Togal Egdolarai Eg Siv Nagel Scully Nagara Wai Street agus Karu and Lord Major Leshan Kenyu Abriakti Akur Erkal Ervedu at Taka Erkosta C. Togala to Scholarly Gelskan again on White Street, Ekfrasteller Forignev Shalada O Miraniged Nihits and Ni Erai Avion Gusta Achany Akarklu Ernaman Hoshilta at Lakar Hig and Ara Ejish Norma Foley Concurrent a Learhi Abratnu a Yenev Erin Kenyu Lightra bun agus foragnav boon a chur foil dun a poesti mar avi barthihe imliana hana fin. Ta fela ur eg chart go lechi kennen an fakul bio en an yadhar kaluru erin geliga mar hangas saver an naskin go smert le belagis filiacht felsenucht aran agus na halinya ilig ta emakti go lior barthihe dun ele egerlana vagus lia. Comortish card lana agus okaji cultur a heart erin vala ag tosidur a kuigu lad de mi valtanya agus te gach olus eg lienra lecha kennen. Ractali u crave olu den ela skull a dramiokta and chart and shaw egen araclan and grianan a lecha kennen by a bielan uracardo leru de hudge pubble skull gidor a jury low and priv duish Scott Leru na Felia a wincha ma Kowarja Hitzlin a Homa Hori Ilig August a Kursi Golioric Tosher dig on a Neon Padrig a Nort a Nidor in Eir Hushkart Honigun and all Ornage Gardin Gardin Pobble Macnav Cockerot August Cardiot na Ukraine Ilig San Arav and Shin August Gaholisig on a Neon Padrig Shin Machudge Ilig Golier Slanagus Banakt.
And now to weather. Cloudy today with spells of rain or drizzle, heavy at times, highest temperatures of 10 to 12 degrees. To conclude this evening's bulletin, Minister Norma Foley has said she is working with Finance Minister Pascal O'Donoghue to see paused schoolworks restart very soon. The solicitor leading a case on defective blocks through the commercial court says he anticipates a first hearing next year and the case should be concluded within 24 months. People in the Bridge End area are being invited to view preferred options for the Bridge End bypass. And finally, the chair of the International Fund for Ireland says a visit to Donegal by US President Joe Biden cannot be ruled out. That's all for now. We'll be back again with news headlines at 6 o'clock. And until then, good evening. The obituary notices this Friday evening, March 31st. The death has taken place of Mary McGee, Gary Gort, Milford. Remains reposing at her home from 6 p.m. this evening. Funeral Mass on Sunday at 11 a.m. in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Milford Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family time on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Maureen Farron, Silvermere, Greenham Park, Buncrana. Remains reposing at McLaughlin's funeral home with viewing from 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. tomorrow and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Removal from there on Monday at 9:35 a.m, going to St. Mary's Oratory for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family flowers only please, donations if desired, to St. Vincent de Paul Society, Buncrana. House private please. The death has taken place of James Kearney, Port Glasgow, and formerly of Ballybrack, Moville. James' remains will arrive at St. Mary's Church, Ballybrack, Moville at 5 p.m. on Sunday to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Monday at 11 a.m, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has occurred of Mary McMenamin, Neil Lafferty, Glen Covett, Ballybuffet. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St. Mary's Church, Sessionneil at 11 a.m. followed by interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish YouTube channel. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, directly to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland or the Donegal Hospice or care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Ernie Gibson, Broadpath Convoy. Remains reposing at Gibson's funeral home until 10 p.m. tonight and from 5 p.m. until 10 p.m. tomorrow night. Funeral from there on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. going to St. Ninian's Church of Ireland Convoy for 2 p.m. service, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu of desired to Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Anne Callaghan, Ní McMonagall, Crana Road, Buncrana. Remains reposing at her residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:40 a.m. going to St. Mary's Oratory for 12 noon Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. The death has taken place of Betty O'Hagan, formerly of Drummond Court, Strabane, reposing at Quigley's funeral home this evening from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. funeral, leaving the funeral home tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 9:30 a.m. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live at melmountparish.com. The death has taken place of Elizabeth May Maisie McMullen Nee Harran, 4 Rabstown Road, Yerney, Strabane. Reposing at her late home, which is private to family only, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Service of thanksgiving for the life of Maisie will be held in Yerney Presbyterian Church tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m, followed by committal in Yerney Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Yerney Presbyterian Church Building Fund, care of Robert Armstrong and Son Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Jim O'Neill, 1 Bells Park Manor, Claddy. Remains are reposing at his late home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:20 a.m. for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Columba's Church, Donaghadee. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.